Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
I have the pleasure to be talking with Greg Lamp, who is on the executive committee for IFAJ. And Greg, first, before we go any further, tell us about yourself, the company you work for, and where you're from.
Sure, Chuck. I work for a company called Primedia. And I actually work in the agricultural group. We have about a dozen magazines, and I'm the editor of one of those called the Corn and Soybean Digest. We go to large-scale corn and soybean farmers across the country.
In becoming on the executive committee for IFAJ, that comes about in part because of your membership in American Ag Editors Association. Maybe you could explain that.
And that's exactly how it works. I have been in the American Ag Editors Association for a long time, been on several committees, and now I happen to be the chairman of the International Committee. And as chairman of that committee, I represent the U.S. as part of the International Federation of Ag Journalists. So not only myself, but there are up to, the AAEA group has up to four delegates that can attend the IFAJ meeting and represent the U.S., but I'm kind of the one that leads the pack, so to speak.
Before we talk about the Congress that'll take place in Switzerland, why don't you give us a little bit of description of IFAJ itself, what its purpose is, and who are members of this organization internationally?
Chuck, there are international members from absolutely around the world, Australia, Japan, U.S., many, many of the European countries. The group meets once a year officially in a huge, what they call Congress, what we would probably refer to as just a convention here. And we talk about issues from a particular country where that is being hosted. And this year that meeting is going to be held in Switzerland, and we'll hear about some of the Swiss politics and hear from some of the Swiss agricultural people.
I don't think the program has been completed yet. At least that's my understanding. Anything you can tell us about some specifics of the program that you may know of?
Well, I'm not real clear about exactly what we're going to do either until we get there, although I do know a couple of things. We will meet with probably the Minister of Ag from Switzerland. More than likely someone from the European Union will be there. We had Fischler 1 year, for example, so they include a lot of the European agricultural decision makers that are there. In addition to that, we will go out and there will be several farm tours, split up and go into different areas. Maybe someone's interested in dairy and someone might be interested in row crops, but they'll split up the group into several different optional areas that we can select from. And when that's done, then we come together again for a little bit of business meeting and a lot of good fellowship.
Speaking of the fellowship part of this, these will be our counterparts from other countries that are attending. Can you describe the value and benefit to that as a U.S. ag journalist to have that interaction with these other people?
As you'd imagine, that networking part of this meeting is just wonderful. The networking that we have here in the U.S. with our own associations is pretty terrific, and it's almost multiplied when you go overseas and hear and talk to people about some of the issues they face, some of the writing challenges they have, and frankly, just freedom of the press issues that some countries don't have that we almost take for granted.
We heard the president of IFAJ speak here at the Agricultural Media Summit where we're doing this interview, and he did mention the fact that IFAJ is working to open up new opportunities for journalists in other countries, and mentioned specifically China, and I don't remember what the other country was right now, but that's got to present some real challenges, and maybe we do, like you said, here in the U.S., just don't realize what we have.
That's absolutely correct. As I mentioned before, the part of freedom of the press that we almost take for granted, you can see it firsthand when you talk to some of these other folks and talk about the kinds of stories they can write, some of the things that they have gotten censored on, and you're just overwhelmed to think that how difficult it is for those folks, and we don't even understand how tough it can be. And one of the things IFAJ is doing in sort of this movement right now with the new president is to sort of reinvent itself and be much more responsive to some of those countries. I'm on a professional development committee in IFAJ, and what we're trying to do is help these countries learn how to write better stories and better headlines and how to separate out advertising from pure editorial and write unbiased stories, things that are really foreign to them. They don't quite understand what we're even talking about. And so in one of the efforts that we're trying is that we're going to try to send teams of IFAJ members, maybe three or four people, to go into a country like, say, Slovakia, and just help them build an association and set up some rules and guidelines and help them be true journalists.
Can you describe the group of people that you know that are going from the United States to the Congress? Who some of them are, who are some of the types of companies that they work for? I will be going as one, along with my wife Cindy, and I know that you'll be attending as well.
I think right now we have about eight of us that are going from kind of a wide background. Some of us are actual magazine editors, a couple of freelance writers, a couple of people that work for advertising PR agencies. We even have an association director that's going along. And what's kind of fun about it this time around is that in 2009, the U.S. will host the IFAJ Annual Congress and combine it with our annual Ag Media Summit, which is just happening now. And so part of this group will be going over there to figure out how we can offer programs that will meet IFAJ needs and still complement the programs that we put on now at AMS.
For people who listen to the Zimcast on AgWired, anything else you might that we haven't covered that you would want them to know about IFAJ or AAEA for that matter, since obviously the two are so interrelated?
I think more than anything, it's just terrific to meet other people that are in the same business you're in and having some of the same struggles and successes you have and being able to share those experiences with others. And it takes it to a new level when you're talking to foreigners. Their challenges really aren't that much different than ours here. They're just framed a different way. So it's kind of eye-opening and supportive, but I must say that the world looks to the U.S. on how ag journalism operates and how it stays ethical. And very honestly, the U.S. sets the pace. We're the largest grouping of members in the IFAJ force. If you're an AAEA member, you are actually an IFAJ member. Your dues are paid for IFAJ through AAEA.
Well, with me on this Zimcast has been Greg Lamp, who is editor for Corn and Soybean Digest, a Prime Media publication, and he will be attending the IFAJ Congress in Switzerland, along with yours truly, and we look forward to reporting from there on that trip. And with the Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.